Is there any way to fix this? Because this promise that we're going to take a 0.58% payroll tax for somebody making 50 grand a year, that's about $290 to $300 a year, they're going to have to pay into this fund. And if they become disabled and if they still qualify, they might collect enough money to pay for about 3 months of what the state of Washington generously calls long-term care. That's a fraud. Is there any chance the legislature is going to hear those who oppose this and say, no, no, this is not right, it's not fair, and get rid of the thing?
Well, I think this is starting to heat up again. You remember when this was first supposed to go into effect at the beginning of 2022, during the fall of 21, people started to realize this was going to happen. They are very, very upset with the majority Democrats, and they backed down and they delayed it for a year and a half. We fought hard to make that delay permanent, to make it optional. We've had bills to repeal this, to send it to a referendum, to do anything, because we know that, A, the program doesn't work, as you say. It fraudulently represents it's going to cover people's long-term care costs, and it will not. And two, the people really don't like this. This is very, very unpopular. It's been quiet for a while with the delay, but with, you know, the 1st of July, it went into effect. People are going to start getting, you know, this payroll tax deduction in their paychecks starting this coming week, and they're going to be very upset about it. And I think that there's a chance to, I'm confident if we got it to the vote of the people, that they would repeal it. And we saw that in the advisory vote in 2019. It failed by 63% said no. So we know the people don't support it. I think that's our best way. But this is going to put a lot of pressure on the majority Democrats to undo the bad legislation they put in place in 2019.
Well, and Senator, let me point something out to you, because I checked on it. I mean, as I said, I'm paying the tax, or I will be paying the tax after July 1, after the 1st of July. And I called the young lady who does the taxes and does the books for my business, the radio business. And I said, hey, 25 years ago, just about the time that Tina and I got married, and we got married 26 years ago, I bought a long-term disability policy. Now, would it replace all of my paycheck? No, but it would replace some of my income if I ever became disabled. Because usually work will cover you for 90 days or something like that. But beyond that, you got to provide for yourself. And I've always thought that I should provide for myself. So I bought that policy that long ago. So the premiums are ridiculous, it would provide me with an ability to pay for my own long-term care. I said, does that qualify me? And the lady who does my taxes said, Jeannie said, nope, it doesn't count. And I said, so I still have to pay the tax, even though I'm capable of paying for my own long-term care, should I become disabled? Because even the things that would allow you out of the program are not broad enough. Because only if you go out and buy a full long-term care policy that is labeled as long-term care do you qualify. I mean, this program is so fraudulent, I can't believe it.
That's right. They waded into this problem. And I agree, and it sounds like you do too, that people ought to plan for their long-term care needs. It's a real challenge in our society. But this is a bad solution. I should say it's not a solution. And they did it without really understanding the private market, what's available, how people would pay for this long-term care or already do plan for it at the time. And they wrote a bill that's essentially unworkable. And they've spent the last now 4.5 years trying to figure out how to work it. And it's just going to just fall flat on its face is what I expect, in spite of strong support from the Democratic majority. It's just the wrong solution for a real problem.
Well, and what's going to happen the first time somebody files a claim? I'm not aware whether anybody's been able to file a claim on it, but if they file the claim and the total lifetime amount that can be paid out under this thing is $36,500. And Senator, I think I've told you before, I went online and I checked what is the average long-term care in Washington cost. You know, assuming you have to go into a long-term care facility, it's about $11,000 to $13,000 a month. So that person's going to run out in less than 3 months. And the state of Washington's going to claim that that's long-term care. We took care of you for 90 days and then we dumped you out the door of the facility because your money ran out. That's not going to work, is it?
Not in the least. And it gets even worse than that. Under the current rules, they can only pay out $1,000 a month. And as you say, the monthly cost is around 10 grand. Likely by the time this goes into place, into effect, which is in 2026. Remember, nobody gets any benefits for another 3 years at all. The prices are going to be even higher, and yet the benefit's not going up. That's one of the ways they're trying to fool everybody and say, hey, it looks like now this whole plan is financially feasible. What they're not saying is that's because they're holding the benefit down while inflation and wages grow over time. It artificially makes it look like it's financially feasible, but well, it's not. This is a bad solution. The math just plain doesn't work.
So imagine this, Senator. In 2026, somebody, you know, God forbid, gets disabled, and they say, but I have this plan. I've been paying taxes on it. They go in and they say, you get $1,000 a month. And then they go down, you know, and their family says, we got to put John or Susie into this long-term care facility, and they want 10 or 11 or 12, even a cheap one, $9,000 a month, and you just gave us $1,000. What are we going to buy with that? 3 days worth of out of every month is going to get paid for, and the rest of it doesn't get paid for? It leaves people with a kind of a teaser, but no more than that. So it isn't even going to provide long-term care. Even if somebody needs a few months of care, they'll say, well, you have to collect the money over the next 36 months? That's nuts.
It is. I mean, that's the real, I mean, in spite of the fact that this is just a bad program, it's bad for people. It's bad for people that are already having the trouble affording to live in the state of Washington. It creates this, for folks who believe this disinformation that's being put out by the state, it creates a sense of security that is unwarranted.
Absolutely right. Senator Braun, I've got a break, but that's Senator John Braun, Washington State Senator. I'd love to talk to the Democrats who push this nonsense through. And how about all the wage earners out there, and I'm one of them, who are paying this tax, and you're not going to get anything out of it. It is not going to provide any long-term care.